Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anything else listening. My name is Drew Badger from The Big Scary Show, and welcome to The Big Scary News, an offshoot of The Big Scary Show where we bring you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry that you need to know, plus an exclusive interview that you won't hear anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly sponsored by Froggy's Fog. Get all your fog products from frog juice to scents to foggers and more only at froggiesfog.com. And now, without further ado, here is the Big Scary News. We start off with this news about a fire at the 6th Street Massacre haunted attraction in Amarillo, Texas. Construction workers are being blamed for a fire at a building that houses the 6th Street Massacre haunted attraction in Amarillo. According to station KFDA, firefighters were called to the building on 6th near McMaster's. It took crews some time to get the flames knocked down. They say the cause was traced to a grinder on the roof that was left on. No one was hurt, and no estimates of damage were available at this time. The Big Scary Show will continue to monitor this story and bring you updates as they become available. We have this news from the Death Yard haunted attraction in Hendersonville, Tennessee. Death Yard has purchased the Gore House haunted attraction in Hendersonville and will be the new home of Death Yard's haunt for the 2014 haunt season and beyond. Be sure to spread the word and we will keep you posted as our new journey continues. Death Yard haunted attraction, a new level of fear. For more information and to follow their progress, search for Death Yard haunted attraction on Facebook. We have this news from EvilCon in Tampa, Florida. What makes EvilCon different? We're here for the baddies. From the mastermind to the lowliest minion, from goblins to ghouls to psychos and more, we're here to celebrate the antagonists, the monsters, and the anti-heroes. Those characters you love to hate and hate yourself for loving around here, and they want to give you the time of your life. So feel free to boo the heroes in our shows and laugh maniacally when the villain wins. We understand that you can't always be on the side of what's good and right. Sometimes it's just more fun to be bad. This year's EvilCon is January 3rd through the 5th in Tampa, Florida. For tickets and more information, visit www.evilconventions.com. We have this update to Days of the Dead in Atlanta. Days of the Dead returns to Atlanta, Georgia, February 7th through the 9th at the Sheraton Downtown. Special guests include Damian Eccles, Ken Foray, Tony Todd, Linda Blair, Derek Mears, Chris Sarandon, reunions with the cast members of They Live and The Thing, and many more. In addition, Days of the Dead is proud to announce the creation of Monsters Among Us, an event created by fans for fans, much in the same spirit of Days of the Dead itself. Celebrating the art of costuming and horror-themed cosplay, Monsters Among Us will showcase the cream of the crop in the costuming world and play host to a slew of monstrous events throughout the Days of the Dead weekend, including Wicked Beard's Wicked Costume Contest and the Friday night Phantom Jam Costume Party. For all the information you need about Days of the Dead, visit daysofthedead.net/Atlanta. We have this holiday news from Distortions. Need that perfect gift for that special hunter? Distortions now has gift certificates. Just call Janine at 970-351-0100 or email her at distortionsuntd@aol.com and get one sent to you. They're available in any amount, and if you order over $50, we'll send you an autographed picture of the crew. For more information, go to distortionsonline.com. We have this news on a pair of new shows for AMC. AMC has announced that it has ordered two pilots, Gallatine and Knife Man, both of which will be produced by AMC Studios in 2014 for consideration for series in 2015. Gallatine is a wholly original vision rooted in both fantasy and action adventure and science fiction. Our pilot takes place at a time after a cataclysmic technology-induced disaster has resulted in a new society that has eschewed any form of technology. This catastrophic event leaves small numbers of survivors scattered around the planet and forced to adapt to isolation and unique challenges. Gallatine will explore a post-apocalyptic world in which humanity has evolved, with some strange detours. Gallatine is man's journey of discovery through a changed world and its mysterious people. The project is written by Jason Cahill and executive produced by Cahill and Greg Nicotero from The Walking Dead. David Zucker and Ridley Scott will also executive produce through Scott Free's first look deal with AMC. Also, Knife Man. Set in 18th century London, Knife Man will focus on the untold story of a charming, arrogant, decorum-breaking genius who challenges societal norms to transform his visions into cutting-edge discoveries. A surgeon, or barber, in a time where bloodletting and praying was the norm, John Tattersall is a hard-drinking, hard-living man not afraid to push the boundaries of modern medicine, even if it takes digging up a few graves to do it. While he makes his living running an unlicensed operating theater out of his residence, he picks up extra cash harvesting organs for his brother Julian, favorite son and prized physician of the St. Stephen's Teaching Hospital. Knife Man is a fast-paced, entertaining romp filled with emotion, tackling dark themes with a biting wit. The pilot was written by Rollin Jones and developed by Jones and Ron Fitzgerald, both of whom will serve as executive producers. Media Rights Capital, Josh Donnan and Robert Zotnowski are also executive producers. Knife Man is inspired by the biography of John Hunter by Wendy Moore, The Knife Man, Blood, Body Snatching, and the Birth of Modern Surgery. We have this item from the Twisted Terror Convention in Sacramento, California. Something Twisted is coming to Sacramento March 29th and 30th, 2014, at the Doubletree by Hilton, 2001 Point West Way in Sacramento, California. Special guests announced at this time include Josh Stewart, Aaron Gray, Gil Gerard, Tony Moran, Jessica Cameron, the California Ghost Chasers, and many more. The Saturday night VIP party starts at 8 p.m. and tickets are now on sale with special pricing through the month of December. For more information, go to TwistedTerrorConvention.com. We have this news for those who run corn mazes. We'd like to extend an invitation to your company to participate in our annual corn party being held in Atlanta, Georgia on February 27th and 28th, 2014. The annual Maize Site Owners Conference is a wonderful opportunity to expose your products or service in a face-to-face setting with more than 250 corn maize and agritourism operators. Each year, the conference features an intimate vendor display area where 15 to 20 companies are given permission to share their information with the attendees. We'd like to incorporate new vendors each year so that our attendees are continually being exposed to new products and services that can benefit their business while still keeping our vendor trade show very intimate. If you're interested in having a booth at our upcoming conference, please visit cornparty.com to download the vendor information and registration forms. If you're unable to attend but would still like to have information distributed to conference attendees, please don't hesitate to contact our marketing director, Camille Combs, in regards to sponsorship opportunities. You can reach her by phone at 801-427-8323 or by email at camille@themaze.com. That's K-A-M-I-L-L-E at themaze, maize is spelled M-A-I-Z-E.com. For all other questions regarding the vendor trade show, please contact Raquel Williams at 801-717-0011 or raquel@themaze.com. We have a pair of stories about the upcoming Godzilla movie. According to TheHollywoodNews.com, if you haven't been able to tell from their Godzilla countdown, this latest Godzilla has got them very excited indeed. Finally, after years and months of waiting, we have the first official trailer, and boy, was it worth the wait. Looking to erase all memory of Roland Emmerich's misfire, the Legendary Pictures and Warner Brothers collaboration has enlisted Gareth Edwards, the man behind Monsters, to bring Toho's most recognizable monster to the big screen. The film looks to hit the fun monster mashing of the Japanese Godzilla films, as well as hitting the powerful and emotional highs of the very first film, which is approaching its 60th anniversary. The trailer makes a brave choice by focusing more on people than monsters. Let's hope the final piece gives birth to a new franchise. Godzilla will be released on May 16, 2014. It stars Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Elizabeth Olsen, Juliette Binoche, Ken Watanabe, Bryan Cranston, Sally Hawkins, Akira Takarada, and David Stratham. You can find the Godzilla trailer and movie countdown at TheHollywoodNews.com. Also, it looks as if a bomb has just been dropped that is about the size of Godzilla itself. Yoshimitsu Banno, a legendary creator in Japan and executive producer on the new Godzilla movie from Legendary Entertainment and Warner Brothers, has just said in a recent interview that not only is he planning a Godzilla vs. the Smog Monster sequel, he directed the original in 1971, but that his Godzilla and Ghidorah short film was the basis for the new Gareth Edwards-directed Godzilla film that hits next year. Speaking with Godzilla Fans Universe, Yoshimitsu Banno stated two interesting things. The first being, quote, "I am planning the sequel of Godzilla vs. the Smog Monster now." With the second, quote, "I first started to produce an IMAX Godzilla movie of only a 40-minute running time, having obtained the permission to use the characters of Godzilla and Ghidorah from Toho Company Limited. The project developed to a fundamental theatrical movie thanks to the commitment of Legendary Pictures." We see right there that Banno says his short film featuring Godzilla and Ghidorah was developed by Legendary into the new upcoming movie. Of course, things could have changed, but this is a pretty big revelation. Not much about the movie has become known except for a few short teasers and some leaked toys that revealed a new Godzilla image and kaiju name. Another interesting fact is, back in July, Ghidorah was rumored for Godzilla 2014. However, with Banno actually using the Smog Monster in a sequel, that might rule out Ghidorah in the Legendary film. Of course, with Toho owning the Godzilla rights, they could always let Banno do a more direct sequel to his 1970s film. Godzilla fans seem to be divided on seeing Ghidorah back on the big screen, but with this news, it seems that it's definitely happening one way or another. You can read more about this at movies.cosmicbooknews.com. We have this news from the West Coast Haunters Convention. When we put out the call for speakers at the 5th Annual West Coast Haunters Convention, we had no idea how fast the spots would fill. We have 15 spots left, and the schedule is full. If you are interested in speaking at next year's show, get in touch with us now. Email wchcspeaker@gmail.com or go to westcoasthauntersconvention.com for all the details. We have this news on the Immersed in Ink Tattoo Arts and Horror Festival in Pensacola, Florida. Immersed in Ink Tattoo Arts and Horror Festival will be making our first stop in the 2014 tour in Pensacola on January 24th through the 26th at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds. This show is a celebration of pop culture in tattoo arts and films and features some of the hottest tattoo artists from all over the U.S. Live tattooing, gut-wrenching sideshows, costume contests, Ms. Tattoo Pageant, human suspension, insane body modification, tattoo contest, guest appearances by some of your favorite horror celebrities, including Jay LaRose, Robert Mukes, and Tiffany Shepis, and many, many more. And for information, go to immersedinink.com. We have some international news from Evil Rising in the United Kingdom. Evil Rising is an interactive real-life chase game where you and your friends get to live the most inventive and amazing storylines. Our games last between 60 and 90 minutes and will leave you breathless, mind-blown, and in some cases, terrified. This is a new age in entertainment, and Evil Rising is leading the revolution. Evil Rising is a real-life interactive scare experience. We create a route of usually around 4 kilometers, and you, along with 9 others, follow it. Along the way are several checkpoints where our amazing actors play out a scene and move the story along. You may even have a task to perform. In between these checkpoints, there are around 100 creatures waiting to jump out on or chase you. This is not for the faint-hearted, we promise you. The next event happens March 14th, 15th, 16th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd at a secret location in Worcester. For more information and tickets, visit evilrising.co.uk. We have this news from the Macabre Fair Film Fest, happening January 17th through the 19th in Rockville Center, New York, at the Best Western Mill River Manor, Long Island's only 3-day weekend of features and shorts covering horror, sci-fi, thrillers, and macabre topic documentaries, including live performances, a dancing, a cash bar, food, and lots of friends. The Macabre Film Fest mission is to provide a respectful, competitive, celebratory, and affordable film fest event that is judged by a panel of independent filmmakers to enter their strange-ifical, weird-ifical, horrorifical, sci-fi-tastical, fantastical, and macabre-licious films to be viewed by the fans with the opportunity to win awards, increase film visibility via press, and possibly obtain distribution via the film's distribution alliances on both the East and West Coast of the USA. To get information on this event, visit www.livingdeadmafia.com. We have this news on a casting call for cosplayers. There's a nationwide casting for the show Heroes of Cosplay. Are you ready to take your cosplaying to the next level? Are you a great cosplayer? Do you make all your costumes? Do you travel all over the country to compete? We want to meet you. We're now casting male and female cosplayers. This is paid travel. If you or anyone you know would be great role on Sci-Fi's hit TV show Heroes of Cosplay, email jr@pitmancasting.com, that's P-I-T-M-A-N casting.com, or call 818-666-3606 for more information. This email is for information requests only, and producers will not review any videos, links, images, or any materials unless submitted as part of a complete application package. We have this news from HauntCon. We just got this email from HauntCon, and there are now four great reasons to attend HauntCon January 25th through the 28th, 2014, in Houston, Texas. Number one, great haunt tours in the month of January. A pre-show tour with 13 attractions, and tours Friday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Number two, great education programs. Admission includes access to 30-plus classes, and all-day pro classes on Tuesday with Nick Wolf, Tom Devlin, or Leonard Pickle. Number three, a great chance to socialize and catch up with your other family, including the famous free hospitality suite included with admission. Number four, a great trade show. More than 70 exhibitors will be at HauntCon, and access to more than 300 exhibitors at the Halloween and Party Expo, which is happening at the same time. Nothing says I love you like giving the gift of HauntCon, and it's on sale for 20% off if you use discount code 201420 when you register at HauntCon.com. We have this news from VXF Creative Studios' Kickstarter campaign. The Minion Actor sound system is a 1-pound 4x4x2 box that puts out sound up to 106 decibels at about a 1-meter distance. 106 decibels is louder than a chainsaw, not to mention a lot lighter in weight. Those specs are pretty impressive alone. Add that to the capability to produce about 3 minutes of high-quality sounds, any sound you want, on two different channels, and the possibilities get even better. Your most effective characters are not limited to whoever can carry and run with a chainsaw. Now add to that a microphone and a 6-button wireless trigger, and you're getting closer to what the Minion Actor sound system can do. And each trigger has a different wireless address, so you can use two systems together without triggering the wrong one. Add the optional 6-button hacker kit with wireless transmitter so you can put triggers into an actor's prop, and you've got a haunt attraction actor's new favorite toy. So now actors can walk through a crowd and have theme music playing wherever they go, and it will be heard. They can pre-record a speech they say hundreds of times each night and just lip-sync to save their voice. They can growl, howl, or cackle all night long and not go hoarse. They can add horn noises to a creepy clown or loud caws to the crow prop on the gravedigger's shoulder. The possibilities are only limited by your imagination. VXF Creative Studios has launched a Kickstarter campaign to help fund this project. If you would like to help, visit their Facebook page for a link to their campaign. You can go to facebook.com/VFXCreates. And finally, we have this news from Times Square in New York City. Don't fear the new year. It's going to be a scream at Times Square, the notoriously heart-pounding Times Square attraction. On a New Year's Eve full of mischief, Times Square will host brave souls and thrill seekers at New York's most electrifying New Year's Eve soiree. Ring in 2014 with New York's most haunted New Year's Eve party, just one block from the ball drop at Times Square. An utterly original space, Times Square, New York City, is built in a 1920s crematorium, and the walls of the historic building have borne the full impact of New York's sordid history. Goblins and ghouls will keep you shivering as you marvel at 25,000 square feet of medieval wizardry and sip cocktails to work up the courage for the heart-stopping frights that await you upstairs. So let these diabolical performers do their duty as you wind your way through their Chamber of Horrors. It's the most adventurous trip in Times Square at Times Scare. Celebrate this New Year's Eve with the ghost of Times Square past at Times Scare. Included with your ticket purchase is a complimentary after-party pass to B.B. King's Blues Club. Times Scare is located at 669 8th Avenue in New York City. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit timesscarenyc.com. Tonight's interview is with actor and horror icon Sid Haig and was recorded at Days of the Dead in Atlanta, Georgia in February 2013. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger once again with a big scary show at Days of the Dead, interviewing all the big name people. And they don't get much bigger than this, not only in size, but in cult status. I'm speaking to a legend in this business. In his mind, and probably everybody else's out there, the legendary Captain Spaulding himself, Mr. Sid Haig. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I am fantastic at this point, even though this con has kind of started. Just getting really, really busy right now. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. Do you normally do the con circuit like this, or on occasion like this, or is this your first con? How many cons do you do, and do you follow around the country and things?
In the last 2 years, I've done 26 cons.
Wow.
And 10 films.
And how do the fans generally treat you at these? I mean, is this just, you know, the way to kind of give back to the fans? Do you just like doing it for the signing and shaking hands and all that? What brings you to cons like this?
It's great to connect with the people that you do this for, you know? I mean, that's what this is all about. There's a whole lot of people that don't realize that it's the fans that make this whole thing work, okay? So to not want to come to a convention, or with some people take 30 seconds out of your oh-so-busy fucking day to write your name on a little scratch of paper, it's crazy.
Absolutely. And, you know, there are some actors who just have that attitude, that don't do these things. And they live up in their little Hollywood Hills or their New York apartments and never meet the rabble that made them famous.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of necessary to pay tribute, if you will, to the people that put food on your table.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you have a very prolific career over the years. You've done, you know, dozens and dozens, if not hundreds of thousands of films. How did you kind of get started in this? I mean, were you just kind of fell into this? Somebody said you'd be a great character actor, or you'd be a great actor, or did you do theater, or did you do acting classes, commercials, TV? How did you kind of become the actor that you are today?
Well, I started off as a dancer. When I was 7 years old, I was dancing for money, okay? Yeah, on stage.
I could take that many different ways. But I won't.
Okay, good. And then from there, I went into music. 1 year out of high school, signed a contract with Keen Records, which was Sam Cooke's label at the time. Okay. And then one day, a friend of mine and I were standing out in front of my parents' house trying to figure out what we were going to do with our lives. And he suggested that I go to the Pasadena Playhouse, which I said, I don't even know what that is. It's a theater college, okay, an accredited college. The West Coast equivalent, if you will, of the Actors Studio.
Okay.
Okay? Only much more expansive because they do offer a degree. You're a theater arts major, and you have to learn how to do it all. And it was a 2-year boot camp, if you will, because my first class was 7:30 in the morning, and we never got out of that place until 11 or 11:30 at night. So it was hardcore and full time.
And probably with people who had done theater at a younger age, had maybe done some sort of like something in school, high school, and wanted to be an actor rather than just deciding, let's try this.
Yeah, well, yeah. Everybody was always on probation.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Your first 6 weeks, you were on probation, and then you had to do 3 2-minute scenes, one comedy, one drama, and one classic. Okay? And you were evaluated, and then after that, you were either invited to stay or invited to go home. And that's the way it was for 4 semesters. You never had the situation where I paid my money and I'm staying. they decided if you stayed or went, yeah, based on your performance. And it was a great alumni, you know, Gene Hackman, Dustin Hoffman, Charles Bronson, in the early days, Robert Young.
And those guys all kind of had that tough guy role associated with them in their careers. So did this school kind of specialize, so to speak, in creating that kind of a role for male actors? And
no, it was learning how to create the character, learning how to take the character off the page and put it inside you and then project it out.
Okay. So you got out of the college and then you moved into...
I had an apartment in Hollywood, and one day I got a call from one of my former teachers, who was good friends with Dorothy Arzner, who was not only the first female director in Hollywood, but at the time was the head of the film department at UCLA.
Oh, wow.
And Jack Hill was trying to cast his student film and couldn't find anybody that he liked for the role. And she said, get your ass over to UCLA right now and get this job, okay? So I went over, Jack and I talked, I read for him, he liked it, and he and I have been friends for over 50 years now.
Wow.
And I've done like 8 films for him, and, you know, it's just, we were a big part of one another's lives, okay? Jack Hill, who was actually... the guy who broke ground for so many things. He was the guy that was doing all the women in prison films. He started the blaxploitation.
Did he really?
Yeah,
oh, wow.
Situation.
So like Caged Heat, those kind of things, or even further back in like the 60s with the prison movies? And the blaxploitation came out in the early 70s.
Yeah. The prison, women in prison things were done in the Philippines.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And there's a documentary called... Machete Maidens Unleashed, and it's all about all of the women in prison films that were done in the Philippines, and so.
Were those like banned in the U.S. type films?
Or? No. They were very well known. Roger Corman was a big part of that.
Oh, okay.
Joe Dante, as a matter of fact, at the Sitges Film Festival in Sitges, Spain, which is the largest horror sci-fi. Fantasy film convention in the world. There's like over 100,000 people go every year.
I believe Denise Crosby was a judge at that this past year. I spoke to her a few months ago, and she said she was heading to Spain to do a horror film festival.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's the one she was referring to.
Yeah. And they had Roger Corman and Joe Dante and I scheduled to do the panel for Machete Maidens Unleashed. We had never seen a foot of the footage, okay? But since we lived through it, we just faked it for an hour and, you know, told our personal stories of what went on in the Philippines, which was a crazy place to shoot.
They should make a documentary on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you have, as we mentioned, you've made just dozens and dozens and dozens of films, but yet people at the cons are here will most identify you with the Rob Zombie films. Is there any film out there that if an average Joe person on the street here were to know you were in, would just completely shock them? Or what would you say is the most unlike movie that you've played, a character that's most unlike anything that you've played with Rob Zombie or others?
Well, there's a film that I did called A Dead Calling, okay, where I played a straight-up Norman Rockwell dad, okay, Americana personified. So that was cool, and people are kind of shocked that I did Diamonds Are Forever with Sean Connery. I did a film called Che with a film about Che Guevara with Omar Sharif. Worked with Lee Marvin in Point Blank and Emperor of the North Pole. On and on. Before House of a Thousand Corpses, I had only done maybe 4 or 5 horror films. And now it's like almost everything I do is horror.
So that Rob Zombie's almost typecast you into this role now. Do you consider that a hindrance, or do you consider that a benefit to your career because you have, you know, you've just kind of opened yourself up to a whole new genre of work?
Yeah, it's not a curse, okay? Not like I experienced for years with doing television. I mean, I've worked myself out of work four different times. I had done so much work that producers were just tired of looking at me, okay?
For character actors and things like that?
Or? Yeah, because I did every cop show that there was. I beat the crap out of everybody and, you know, got shot by everybody. And it was like, oh, don't bring me Sid Haig again. Holy shit. Give me somebody else. An actor goes through five stages in his life, okay? And here's what they are. Number one is, who is Sid Haig? Number two is, maybe we should use Sid Haig. Number three is, get me Sid Haig. Number four is, get me a Sid Haig type. Number five is, who is Sid Haig? Okay? That's the cycle. And I went through that like four separate times.
Where would you say you are now?
Get me Sid Haig.
So back to number three,
yeah.
Which is excellent. Yeah. So Rob Zombie, again, has kind of resurged her career in yet another cycle,
yeah.
It sounds like. So what's coming up in the future? Any movies in production or anything that you're working on at this point
that's coming
out in the next year or so?
Well, I've got like 10 films in post-production right now.
Wow.
Yeah. So they'll all be coming out within the next 6 to 8 months. You're probably going to see more of me than you ever wanted to.
So get me a Sid Haig lookalike.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Tired of looking at him.
Yeah. But fortunately, I'm playing a variety of roles now, okay? In a film called Zombex, I play a special ops officer, okay? In another film called Infliction, I play a psychiatrist, not a crazy, whacked-out guy, but a guy who is genuinely interested in curing his patients. Okay? I play a farmer in a film called High on the Hog. So I'm doing a lot of different things.
And keeping very, very busy, it seems.
Keeping very busy.
And still taking the time to come and meet and greet with the fans.
That's what it's all about.
Extremely noble, and we thank you very much for that. For anybody that wants to maybe find out your upcoming appearances, see what movies you have in production or post-production, or learn anything else about the great Sid Haig, any websites, any social media, Twitter, Facebook, any of those things where people can find you?
Yes, and I like to keep it simple, stupid, okay? My website is sidhaig.com.
And you can pretty much find anything Sid Haig related on that site, I'm assuming.
Absolutely.
Well, Mr. Sid Haig, a very distinct pleasure to speak to you. I will let you get back to your fans who have been waiting very patiently to speak to you. I wish you nothing but success. Would love to see the films as they come out. I will sure be checking your IMDb page for all the upcoming films. And thank you again for taking the time out to come to a place like Atlanta to meet and greet with your fans here at Days of the Dead. My name is Drew Badger for The Big Scary Show, and I am out.
We'd like to thank Prelude to a Nightmare and the CD Dark Ride for providing the music for this episode. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of The Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at BigScaryShow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off for the Big Scary News.